This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
One striking difference between Europe and America has been the temptation many European countries to fall into totalitarianism. Dennis Prager reminds us that after World War I, many of these countries embraced communism, fascism, or Nazism, and there's a very good reason why. The primary beliefs that give rise to meaning in life were patriotism and the Judeo-Christian religion. The senseless slaughter during the Great War, as it was called, challenged both of these foundations. National identity was seen as the cause of the war, and religion was deemed unnecessary and perhaps a relic of the past. This void was left filled with communism in Russia, fascism in Italy, and Nazism in Germany. In the U.S., there were communists and many other activists promoting their totalitarian temptations, but they never took root. Americans did not lose their faith in religion, especially in Christianity. Patriotism not only flourished, but Dennis Prager reminds us that the words under God were even inserted into the Pledge of Allegiance recited daily in American schools. But the baby boomers born after World War II began to challenge God and country. These students were indoctrinated into secularism and anti-Americanism. The generations that followed them grew up in a country that was less religious and more likely to criticize America's government and history. Today we have a void that is similar to the one found in Europe a century ago. Most likely the totalitarian temptation today will be a leftist totalitarianism that promotes leftist political correctness and bans free speech and religion. There are many reasons to pray for a spiritual revival, but one of the more important reasons is to prevent this country from falling for the totalitarian temptation. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of genetic engineering, go to viewpoints.info/genetic engineering. Viewpoints.info/genetic engineering.